My name is Mike Thornton. This is Full Logic Reverse. We hope you'll stay tuned.
We're joined by our guest, Michael Kiesnick, who is the president of Working Assets Financial Services, certainly the originator of that program. Correct, Michael?
Yeah.
We're really here to talk about dads and daughters, but can you let the listeners know a little bit about working assets? Because it certainly is a really good thing, in my opinion.
I'd be happy to. Briefly, Working Assets is a company that tries to give literally everybody tools to both make their life a little simpler and make the world a better place. Our best-known tool is just your basic long-distance phone service. We've got 300,000 customers all over the country, and they know that when they use our phone service, 1% of the bill goes to progressive nonprofits. And this past year, we sent over $3 million to 50 nonprofit groups doing good things.
That's really great because, you know, it certainly seems in today's world, with everything being so commercialized, it's so difficult for nonprofits and NGOs that are doing good work to get funding for that kind of stuff. And so certainly Working Assets, I think, is a real way for people to participate and help to provide funding to causes that are, as you so stated, working to make the world a better place.
Well, I hope if there's any businesses out there listening that they copy us. You know, this is not a hard thing to do, and the need for funding for good groups is ever-growing, and I think that the companies will find that their customers love it, and it'll pay them back many times over.
Well, let me ask you this, then, to get you to expand on that. When you say you hope they would copy it and it's not a hard thing to do, talk a little bit about how they might do that in case they are listening.
Well, the simplest way to do it would be to, if you're a retail store, put a sign up in the lobby saying, we donate 1% of our sales to local nonprofits in the Nevada City area or, you know, whatever their community is. There's a bookstore down in Pasadena, one of my favorite ones, called Vroman's, which did that. And it made people want to choose to shop there instead of, say, at Amazon. And if you register with your name at a bookstore like Vroman's, they let you vote on where the money goes. So I think it can be done really simply. 1% to good things. If you give us your name, we'll let you vote and decide where the money goes.
Certainly a great idea, and certainly a wise business strategy, especially when you use that comparison of a local bookstore versus a gigantic kind of conglomerate like Amazon, where, you know, more and more people are going there simply because smaller businesses probably can't compete regarding price. But if they feel that their money is going towards a good thing, it's easier to say, well, gee, maybe I won't get it for another dollar cheaper, because if I go here, it's going to actually turn around and benefit my community.
I think that thousands of people will do that if they're just given the choice.
I certainly would do that. We're talking with Michael Kiesnick, who is the president of Working Assets Financial Services. My name is Mike Thornton. This is Full Logic Reverse. You're tuned to community-supported radio, KVMR-FM, Nevada City, Auburn, Sacramento, 89.5, 99.3, 103.7 on your FM radio dial, and worldwide on the Internet at www.kvmr.org via live streaming audio. Michael, the reason that we got put in contact with each other was to have you on the program to talk about dads and daughters. Can you talk about why this is such an important issue for you?
Well, I have a 9-year-old daughter, and of course millions of parents are in the same situation. We do lots together. I coach a lot of her teams. We read books. And not that long ago, about 6 months ago, as I was reading to her to go to bed, she looked at me and asked me if I thought she was fat. And I have to admit, I was stunned, absolutely stunned. I mean, I pride myself on having thought about a lot of things. I was not ready for that question.
Right.
And so along with lots of my friends in similar situations, I started researching the whole issue of girls and what do they think about their bodies, and what I found terrified me.
Talk, if you will, about what some of that research showed you.
Well, to put it in the scariest terms, right now there are something like 11 million girls and young women who have eating disorders. Eating disorders meaning they have anorexia or bulimia. So there's 11 million of our daughters out there who are at risk of dying. Now, the question that occurs to me, of course, is why is that? This number is skyrocketing. And I started looking at the world in a little different way. So I'd go to the checkout stand at the grocery store, every magazine, How to Lose 30 Pounds. I started looking at the magazines lying around, and they're all with these skinny, heroin-like, waif-like models. Look at the ads on television, and two-thirds of the ads are all about beauty. And none of these women and none of these models look like anyone that I know or am married to or my daughter. And I think that the gap between those idealized images and reality is very painful.
Well, you know, certainly you bring up an issue that I work with people in another venue other than this, and one of the things that we very often talk about are the images that are presented, especially regarding women in the media, whereby, as I understand it, and I may be wrong, and that is that something like less than 1% of the women on the face of the earth can look like the model that is put forward as beauty, no matter what they do. And so what happens then is that you have women caught in this trap whereby they have to perpetually try to be something that they can't possibly be. And I'd like to get you to speak to that, if you could. And also let me ask you that we seem to be having a little bit of a problem with our phone connection. It might be helpful if you speak a little more directly into yours.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, you're absolutely right that gap between the ideal and the real is the problem. But you have to ask, why does it exist? And it exists, I think, for just one reason. It exists because the manufacturers of beauty products and clothes, of diet aids, all make money telling women and girls that they can help them close the gap. And they sell them all these things. So if there was no money to be made, I don't think it would exist. So our role as parents and as fathers and as friends of girls is to try and tell them, first the truth, that they don't need to look like that, and then to organize together, so we're not talking just to our own daughters, but to daughters everywhere and to the advertising industry, that this needs to stop. And that's why we formed this new group called Dads and Daughters. And I started it with some friends and people I knew, all of whom are fathers. It's not that we want to exclude in any way mothers, but fathers have been largely absent from this issue. So we wanted to bring new forces to bear. And the very first thing we're doing is we're offering free curriculum to schools where a dad, again, we're trying to involve the fathers, a dad comes to us and says, my school will adopt this curriculum. We found the best one out there, and it's designed for 4th, 5th, and 6th grade when girls are just very first really getting into clothes and comparing each other, and it's designed to help teachers just inoculate just a little bit what's going on in these girls' lives.
We're talking with Michael Kiesnick, who is president of Working Assets Financial Services, and we're talking about dads and daughters. I'd like us, Michael, to talk a little bit about the curriculum, but I'd like to go back to something that you brought up, because I think at one point I saw the study that perhaps you saw, that you experienced in your own life. I have a daughter, and I also have a young granddaughter who lives with me, so this is very important to me. But that there was some fantastic percentage of girls who were not 9, 10, 11 years old, I mean 80, 90, 95% who were already desperately concerned about their weight, correct?
It is, and let me share just a few of those numbers.
Please do.
Because it goes up really fast. In fourth grade, and the way that most people measure it is if you ask a girl, are you on a diet? So in fourth grade, 40 to 50% of the girls, these are 9-year-olds, say they are on a diet. They are on a diet. And by the time you get to 8th grade, 80, 90% say they are. So this moves really fast. Now, are all of them on diets? I don't really know. But they're already so aware that they're unhappy with their body that they're trying to do something about it. You know, they're not saying, oh, I'm going to go on the soccer team. They're on a diet. Diet leads to all sorts of bad things. And so fourth and fifth grade is not too early to get started on it.
Well, you know, there's this whole issue of, I mean, to me, okay, and, you know, maybe I'm being a little bit too extreme here when I make this statement, but to me, I mean, this borders on evil in the fact that you have people who are quite intelligent. I mean, you know, certainly there's a tremendous amount of money spent on trying to figure out psychological triggers for consumers and so forth and so on. And we have people, apparently, who are willing to wound psychically millions, if not billions, of women in order to manipulate them to make money. I mean, you know, perhaps I'm putting it in a too extreme or too harsh way, but I mean, sort of when we get down to the core of what we're talking about, that's kind of what we're talking about. I mean, isn't it?
I dream of the day that we can run a full-page ad in the New York Times and put the pictures and the names of the... These are largely men who run
these
beauty companies. And ask them to stop the evil that you just described. Because I think at the end of the day, it has to be personal. These are not sweet people who just don't know what they're doing. But until that day, when we can confront directly the evil, I think that in our own homes, in our own schools, we have to do the best we can. Now, it can be just as simple as going to the manager of the local grocery store and walking with her or him and saying, do you see what these magazines say? Would you provide a checkout counter where I don't have to have my daughter and my son, because they get affected by this too, see this garbage? So I think we can start individually, but we can't end it until we go after the source.
Well, you bring up a really good point in the fact that not only are women being assaulted by, you know, the media and the people who want to make money off of their, you know, implanted dissatisfaction with their bodies as they were born with them, but then they're also caught on the other side by, you know, men and boyfriends and fathers and other men that they're in various types of relationships with, who have bought into this perception of what they should look like or what they could look like, and are pushing them, you know, either overtly or covertly, blatantly or subtly, you know, well, you know, how come, you know, you don't look like, you know, whoever the latest model is that you're supposed to look like. So they're really caught on both sides in many respects.
Yes, and a lot of it is covert. I can't tell you how many women I've talked to who've heard about our efforts who say that their big problem started when they heard their father say to their mother, not to them, but to their mother, you know, honey, you could lose a few pounds. Just simple things like that. So it's just as important what a father says to the adult women around him, and how he treats them. Is it with respect or not with respect, as it is what he does to the daughter?
This is Full Logic Reverse. I'm your host, Mike Thornton. Stay tuned for contact and ordering information at the end of the program. Talking with Michael Kiesnick, president of Working Assets Financial Services, about dads and daughters. 30 minutes past the top of the hour, you're tuned to community-supported radio, KVMR, FM, Nevada City, Auburn, Sacramento. My name is Mike Thornton. This is Full Logic Reverse. Michael, can you talk a little bit about the curriculum that is being provided?
I'd love to. This curriculum is aimed at 4th through 6th graders. It's, of course, for teachers to implement. And it starts out really with the most basics in nutrition. Most schools already have some nutritional curriculum, so it starts there. But it then goes and has the kids actually watch some television and write down the advertisements and try and figure out what they're really trying to sell. Does the same thing with magazines. So the main part of the curriculum has to do with teaching these kids, you know, how to defend themselves against the media messages. It then goes on and works with both boys and girls and just teaches them about the wide range of what bodies really are meant to be. And going back to your original 1%, you know, or the is a full number that can be like the models, and it shows them how throughout history bodies have been all over the map, and that's just fine. And then ends on sort of teasing and how important and how damaging teasing can be. It's been tested on lots of kids. There have been studies about attitudes before and after they do the curriculum, and it shows a big improvement, a reduction in teasing, more happiness with your bodies, which is why we're making it available free. And if anybody wants to go find out the details of that, is it okay to give out our web?
Oh, absolutely. You bet.
The easiest way to get the details are at dadsanddaughters, all one word, .org. Or you can call our office, which is 888-824-DADS, 3237.
Let's make sure that we give out that web address and the phone number one more time before we leave this segment today. I'd like to get back to something you said, because several programs that we have done have kind of led to this point where what is probably really needed in our public education system is a class on how to dissect media and how to waterproof kids against this onslaught of commercialized information that they're getting. And it sounds to me that this curriculum that Dads and Daughters is putting forth has that component in it from what you said. And I would think that would be a tremendously important part of it.
I can't imagine doing the curriculum without it. If we pretend that these issues about girls and their bodies are just, you know, from within the family at the school, then we're missing the whole boat. You know, we're all affected by the commercialism of the media, and it gets worse every year. I read this article that was pretty amazing of a town in New Jersey, which is now getting paid $25,000 a year in order to allow companies to advertise in the sand. So every morning a vehicle comes across the sand and etches in advertisements on the sand.
What?
And for this, the town gets $25,000 a year, and it's things like alcohol and Coke. We are just surrounded. So I think every year it's more important to give our children the tools to fight back.
I'm almost having a really, really difficult time even comprehending that they're doing that. But no, I guess I understand that they probably would be doing that. The other part of it certainly is that Sacramento, I think, has developed a contract with Pepsi-Cola whereby they've sort of sold out public space. But isn't there a television station that is in many schools, a Channel 1 or something like that?
It's called Channel 1, and it's a company that's taking advantage of the lack of funding in schools. And so they're just diving right into that opportunity. What they basically do is they promise schools that they'll give them televisions and audiovisual equipment if they agree to force children to watch their channel 12 minutes a day. All right, so if the kids don't watch, you don't get the equipment. And what's on that 12 minutes? There's a few minutes of news, but it's mainly commercials for things like candy, sporting equipment, and stuff like that.
And I would assume that most of these commercials are done in the same way that, you know, sort of regular commercials are done, and put forth these sort of distorted images that something like Dads and Daughters is trying to combat against. I mean, on the one hand, they're inviting the devil into the classroom is really what it boils down to.
And forcing you to watch them.
And forcing you to watch.
Not even optional. the contrast with the companies are mandatory. There's a wonderful group based in Oakland called the Center for Commercial Free Education, which is fighting this all over the country, but most importantly in California. And there is legislation pending in Sacramento. I don't know the bill number, to prohibit Channel 1. But, of course, it's having a hard time.
What is the name of that organization again?
It's the Center for Commercial Free Education.
We'll make an effort to have them on the program.
They are a great group.
We're talking with Michael Kiesnick, who's the president of Working Assets Financial Services, and we're talking about Dads and Daughters. Michael, I just want to ask you a question in the few minutes that we have left. Has there been any opposition mounted against this program that you and others are trying to put forth? I mean, it seems sometimes that when people try to do at least what I perceive to be good stuff, there are other people who say, oh, no, we can't do that. Has there been any problems that you've run into?
We've run into only a few so far. The kinds of opposition that we get come from two very different sources. One source is we've had several dads come up and say, well, you know what, my daughter is kind of pudgy, and can you help me have her lose weight? Right? And so these are dads who, I mean, I'm sure they love their daughters, but they just don't get it. And the other, which is a more sensitive one, is some women have come up to us and said, you know what, men are the problem. And we don't want a group that involves fathers anymore. You know, the fathers are the ones who are causing the problems, and just let us solve it. And I understand the legitimacy of that point, but I think there's so many millions of dads out there who want to help, and if they're just given the right tools, they can make a difference, that we're going to go ahead.
Well, certainly getting fathers involved in the lives of their children and back involved in the lives of their daughters, I think, is a really, really good thing. Michael, we just have a couple of minutes left, and what I'd like to ask you to do is, if you could give any contact information that you'd like to give that again for people who are reaching over to get pens and get on the internet and all that stuff, and then also if you have a final thought for us before we leave today.
Sure. So two contact points. The first is our toll-free number. It's 888-824-DADS. And the second is our internet site, and it's the normal www, and then dadsanddaughters, all spelled out, .org. And we have lots of information there, including how to join. We are giving away a free book that's a great book. Anyone listening should get it, even if they don't join us. It's called 200 Ways to Raise the Self-Esteem of Girls, and it's by Will Glennon, who's a publisher Oakland, and I'd encourage people to go to their bookstore and get that, or if they join us, we'll send it for free. I guess that my final thought would be that our goal here is nothing less than to save the lives of many of our daughters. This is not just about fun and games. This is not about just, oh, we don't like Barbie, even though we don't. This is literally about the life and death of lots of girls who are being assaulted by the commercial media. And if we can save some of them, I think it'll all be worth it.
Michael Kiesnick, thank you for joining us this afternoon on Full Logic Reverse to talk about dads and daughters, and perhaps we can check in with you in the future to find out how this project is going.
I'll look forward to it.
That's it for this edition of the program. I'm your host, Mike Thornton. If you're interested in copies of this or other Full Logic Reverse programs, you can contact us via email at flr@jps.net or by telephone at area code 530-265-9462. Full Logic Reverse is produced at FLR Studios in Nevada City, California, USA. Our music is by Rick Payne. We hope you'll join us next time for another edition of Full Logic Reverse.